I know.
Darren, do you feel like that game was stolen away from you?
Yeah, because it was 11-11, to be quite honest with you, Pav. We'll win the game, there's no doubt about that. I think the first half we weren't at our best. I thought we'd give them two room to move. To be fair, their movement was good. But then 1-0 at half-time, still knew that we'd come back into the game, which we did. But it was just a flurry of everything going on second half. I think the referee lost control of the game, but listen, they have a hard enough job. I'm not going to bemoan their, you know, they don't make decisions deliberately, but you know, there was a lot of everything went on in that second half, and unfortunately we've come away with 5-4 beaten.
Two sendings off, do you think they were fair enough? I mean,
no, to be honest, I haven't seen them, I can't comment. But for the penalty, accused Berkey of catching the ball, which, you know, from what I've seen, didn't look that way. But it would be unfair for me to say it was or it wasn't. I don't know. I would need to see it, you know.
But, I mean, it must really hurt because there's some great goals there. I mean, seconds after Lawrence Hunter scores you that tremendous free kick.
Yeah. Yeah,
and because you're down to nine men, they go down the other end and grab a late winner.
Yeah, it does hurt. It does hurt, Pav. And any defeat, if it had been 1-0, you know, it still hurts the same because you're effectively you lose 3 points, and that's what we wanted today. We were in such a good run, especially at home. I was very confident getting into today's game, we'd get 3 points. The players, you know, to be fair, the players battled. The players give absolutely everything they got, you know, but. When you're down then to nine men and you're against the cosh of, you know, situations, not getting the rub of the green, and you know the players again are still continuing to give their all, but you know you just lose on, you know, last 5 minutes of the game you're winning, and then you just end up losing the game. It's very, very, very hard to take.
When Farsley took that very early lead and then Walshaw was through and everyone thought he was going to score, but there was that fantastic goal line clearance.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you were going to come so close to beating a team who a lot of people tell me they reckon is the best in the division?
Oh, they are. You can see why they're up there. You have to give them credit, Pav, you know. You have to give them credit why they're up there. You can see why they're up there. But I thought today, second half more, I thought we had a lot more. We showed the quality that we were capable of. But again, you know, when you get down to nine men, no matter who it's against, and again, you concede from a corner where all your key headers of the ball are off. You know, it's difficult. You look at you take Miller out, you take Dempsey out, you take Beadle out, you take Burke out. You know, you four key headers of the ball and gone into the corner where we just didn't deal with it, you know. But as I said, it was difficult for the players, but again they were fantastic. Their effort and everything, commitment was absolutely superb.
And I suppose in the medium term you've got a lot of suspensions to cope with now.
We have to deal with that again, if they're right or wrong. Again, they're just the referees at this level are too soft with some decisions and things like that. You know, I get it, they have a hard enough job without me. I'm not going to be critical in a way. I just think they need to be consistent with both teams, and I just thought some of the decisions today were very harsh. That's even without bookings, but that is what it is, and we have to get on with it.
Matt Dempsey suspended in the first. Substituted in the first half.
Yeah.
What's the matter with him?
Calf. Yeah, calf. I think he was feeling it a bit before the game, and I think it just took too much of a toll going into the game, or going into the first half. And as a consequence, they had to be substituted.
So, you know, big game on Tuesday evening, semi-finals of the County Cup, the Cheshire Senior Cup, against Crewe Alexandra, who won't be easy as a league outfit. I mean, will you have to do much to lift the players, or are they sort of angry?
No, damn. I think, as I said to the boys there, you know, proud of the effort, everything they put in, but they have to channel it. You know, they have to channel the defeat in a controlled and positive way, and look at the bigger picture in terms of the effort and, you know, what they put into the game. And as I say, it's you know, getting into a semi-final, they shouldn't need in any way to be, you know, geared up. A semi-final. It's a great opportunity to get in the final of a cup, and let's go and give it a good go.
A lot of fans were asking before the game how much you might miss Laurie Bell, who's now returned to Sweden. Did you miss him, do you feel?
Yeah, well, again, when you have a leg of Dempsey coming off, yeah, Laurie Bell's a big, you know, he has been a big player for us. And again, it would be his type of get him today. But, you know, it's woulda, coulda, shoulda type of thing. He wasn't there. We have to deal with that going forward and then see what we're going to do in terms of possibly get players in.
Yeah, so you might try and replace him or find a
replacement. Yeah, well, that's it, you know. We'll look within first and then see where we go with that, with suspensions and injuries coming up. So we might need to look to venture to bring some players in.
Thank you.
Cheers.